More than half the members of Congress are millionaires, and stock ownership is one of the principal reasons that members get richer while they're serving in Congress. Take House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, for example. Her wealth grew from an estimated $41 million in 2004 to $115 million in 2018. In that same period of time, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he saw his wealth grow from $3 million to $34 million. As the stock watchers over on TikTok have long known, Pelosi is one of the biggest traders in all of Congress.
That's right, you guys. Nancy the whale has done it again.
And Pelosi really likes tech stocks. Between 2007 and 2020, Nancy Pelosi and her husband made between $5 and $30 million in returns just from the big five tech companies. That'd be Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. As of 2020, the Pelosis own up to $5 million in Microsoft stock, $25 million in Amazon stock, and about the same in Apple stock. And they keep buying more. Likewise, some of the most vocal Republican tech critics are also overseeing big tech regulation while owning tech stock. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who was banned from Facebook, she owns up to $50,000 in stock of both Facebook and Alphabet, the parent company of Google and of YouTube. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw is a very active trader. He bought Google and Amazon stock. When members of Congress buy and sell corporate stocks, they're not just padding their own personal wealth. Something much more corrupt is happening here. Our elected leaders' wealth is so tied up in stock ownership, it seriously affects the decisions they make about which bills do and don't pass Congress. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt has been a vocal supporter and stockholder of weapons maker Lockheed Martin. In December 2020, the Senate debated a bill to block the sale of $23.5 billion in Lockheed fighter jets and drones to the UAE due to that government's violent rights abuses. Just one lone Republican senator, Roy Blunt, rose to speak in favor of the weapon sales on the Senate floor. Digging through Congress's trades, we uncovered numerous brazen examples of the corrupting influence of corporate stock ownership. So, what can be done about it? In 2021, supporters of a trading ban tried to have it added as an amendment to House Democrats' anti-corruption bill, the For the People Act. But the Rules Committee, which is controlled by Speaker Pelosi, wouldn't allow it.
We have a free market economy. They should be able to participate in that.
After a public outpouring of criticism, even Speaker Pelosi had to backpedal, saying, quote, if members want to do that, I'm okay with that. This is not a new idea. We already ban FDA employees from owning stocks in food or drug companies, and members of the Federal Reserve can't own stocks in banks. It's just applying that same logic to the people who make the laws, not only those who enforce them.